What's going on, everybody? I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks, Inc., where we connect companies and athletes. We are the number one executive recruiting firm in the whole wide world when it comes to professional athletes. Welcome to Billion Dollar Athletes Podcast. If this is your first time with us, we're all things billion dollar mindset, all things world-class athletic mindset. We're about winning, winning, winning. And once again, today is another good day. Happy New Year to all of you guys. This is like our first week through the new year. And so I hope all of you guys' new year has started off to a great start and things are going well. I am super excited. 2021 is here. And I tell people all the time, nothing changes unless you change. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the date is, what year it is, what month it is. It's all about you. And that leads me to talk about our topic today, which is you cannot lose. No matter what, as long as you got your health, as long as you're in your right mind, as long as you're alive, you can't lose. And this is a mentality. This is something that you have to accept. In your business, you have to accept in your personal life, you have to accept in your physical, your complete entire presence. You have to accept the fact that you cannot lose. And this mentality is all about controlling what you can control, all about controlling your destiny, taking the responsibility head on. It's all about you. At the end of the day, no one can make you lose. It's all about how you respond. Life is really interesting. Business is really interesting. There's tons of adversities and challenges and roadblocks and pitfalls, ups, downs, all of these things. But no one can make you lose. Losing is a acceptance, right? You can't lose unless you accept that losing is a real possibility. And so when you go through challenges or you go through tough things or difficult things, whether it's losing a client or losing your job or a dramatic breakup or whatever it is, when you go through those things, the mentality of a winner, that mentality says to themselves, I know I can get through anything. I know I can get over anything. And so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find that next thing. I'm going to find that next client to replace that client. I'm going to find time to focus on me so that I can get better and so my next relationship will be a better relationship. I'm going to take time to focus on my health so that I can have the physical appearance and feelings and all of the things that I want out of life. That's the mindset. When something happens, adversity shows up, the mindset of a winner is, I am going to do something. I'm going to change something. Not about the outside world, but about myself. I'm going to change something about myself. I'm going to add something to myself. I'm going to take something away that doesn't make sense. I'm going to remove something that's negative. I'm going to add something that's positive. I'm going to figure out my next step, my next thing. And I'm going to do it with excitement. I'm going to do it with energy, a high level of energy. I know I am designed to win. That mindset is an unstoppable mindset. Doesn't matter what it is. That mindset is an unstoppable mindset. When people mess up, when people fail, is that they can adopt that mindset for a while, right? They can adopt that mindset for that first few days or that first week or that first month or that first year. But when things start to get long and drawn out and it's still hard a week later and it's still tough and difficult 6 months later and it's still a struggle 18 months later, that's when most people falter. They don't have the patience to endure through the journey of getting to the next thing. So they give up. They lose that mentality, lose that mindset because they stop believing in it. They put it on a clock. See, this mindset is a lifestyle. You have to have it with you every day. It doesn't matter what's going on. There's no clock for that. This is my mindset. This is my mentality forever. Forever. And because this is my mindset, because this is my mentality forever, I'm going to be this way a week from now, 6 months from now, 6 years from now, 60 years from now. It's going to be with me forever. And so when you understand that and you accept that, then the moment doesn't make you or create you to be a prisoner. You're not a prisoner of that moment. You understand it's bigger than that moment. You understand it's bigger than what just happened. And that allows you to move accordingly. That allows you to move like a winner. You can be in your darkest moment and still be moving like a winner. Because you understand it's only a moment. It's only a moment. But it's those of us that have the patience to work through those moments. The patience to keep getting better through those moments. The patience to keep going forward in those moments. It's those of us that can do that, that figure it out, that get to the thing, that turn it around, that finds what they're looking for. You can't allow moments to steal your life away. Can't allow negative moments to take that identity that you have away. You know who you are. You know you're great. You know you're fantastic. You know you have a high IQ or a high skill set, or you know that you have passion and love, and you know that you have all of these wonderful, magnificent qualities. You know who you are. Don't let moments take that away from you. You know who you are. You know you're designed to win. You know you can come back from anything. You know you can set goals, reach for them, and achieve them. You know that you can be disciplined. You know that you can be focused. You know that you can be patient. You know that you can keep going. You know that you're a leader. You know that you can find new opportunities. You know that you can give people new opportunities. You know that you can create success around you. You know that you can create the lifestyle and the body and the house and the home and all the things that you want. You know who you are. Stop letting moments rob you of that. That's just the way it is. You can't let moments rob you of that. That's why I love sports and I love adding in the sports vibe of life and how those things coincide. Because at the end of the day, if you get on a basketball court and you can be the greatest basketball player in the world, whether it's Michael Jordan or LeBron James or Kobe Bryant or whoever, and they're gonna have bad games. They're gonna miss shots. They're gonna lose games. They're gonna make mistakes. They're gonna dribble the ball off their leg. They're gonna miss a free throw, right? All of these things happen to the greatest of the great that does this thing. So you have to understand this is a part of it. What makes them great is not the fact that they don't ever miss a shot or they don't ever lose a game or they don't ever fail. What makes them great is they have that mentality. I know I'm great. I know I missed that shot, but I'm going to make the next one. I know I just missed my last 6 shots, but this is what it takes to win. Right? Like, these are the things that make them great. And what makes us great is that same mentality. Doesn't matter if the deal fell through. The world is big out here. There's thousands of deals to be made. You know? Like, you can't get stuck on one deal. You can't get stuck on one relationship. You can't get stuck on one job, one career. You can't get stuck on one mistake, one bad decision, one choice. You can't get stuck on these things. It's bigger than that. And when you understand that mentality, when you accept that mentality, that's when you become who you're really supposed to become. That's how you know that you're a winner. Because nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. It may sound cliche, the only thing that can stop you is you, but that's the truth of the matter. Like, there's nothing outside of you. There's not a force outside of you, outside of the entity of you, that can stop you. It don't exist. Everything is between the ears, inside your head, how you see the world. That's what's real. How you see the world becomes real. That can be a positive thing, it can be a negative thing. But you have to understand, it's on you. You decide how you want to see the world. You decide how you want to live. You decide what you want that life to look like. You decide that. And any time, at any given moment, that you are no longer happy with that life, with that thing you chose, you can change it. And you're supposed to change it. It's your job, your duty to change it. You can't live a life that you don't want. That doesn't make sense. You only get to come through one time. So why would you live a life you don't want to live? Why would you want to do a thing that you don't want to do? Who would want to waste that kind of time? Who would want to miss out on having the greatest things they could possibly have because they live in a life they don't want to live? That doesn't make sense. Life is this way. People are going to be disappointed. People are not going to be happy with your choices. People are going to wish you made a better decision or a different decision or a decision that was more along the lines of what they want. But that's okay. That's not your job. Your job is not to satisfy them. Your job is to live the life that you want to live and win at the highest level. Do it at the highest level. If you don't like something, change it. Something doesn't make sense, remove it. If you need more, add more. If you want more, go get more. Because more exists. More is out here. In fact, the tagline of our company, Quirks, is there's more. There's more of everything. You need more money, there's more out here. You need more opportunity, there's more out here. You need more relationships, there's more out here. There's more of whatever you need. Why would you tie yourself down to one thing? If it's not getting the job done, find something that will. That's a billion-dollar mindset. That's a world-class athletic mindset. That's what winning looks like, guys. Period. Can't stress it enough. If you're blessed enough to be healthy, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, if you're blessed enough to be in your right mind, then you need to be out here doing everything in your power to get the things you want and need out of life, period. You can come back from anything, you can overcome anything, and you can have anything. But you have to get out of your way and allow the real you to do what you're supposed to do. And that's it. And I appreciate you, because I am Corey Jackson. Like I tell you guys all the time, losing is a choice, but winning is a lifestyle. Until next time, guys, just keep working. I'm gone.